clearly there is a different definition of urgent within the Department of Education than that which I hold. There have been no proper solutions put in place. Temporary use of a community facility for a time-bound period for only until Christmas for some children in confined circumstances does not cut it, and it is not the job of the principal, of school staff or of parents to do the job of the Education Authority or of the Department of Education. This is particularly bad in the run-up to Christmas when schools are thriving and children are excited to be in school, and while many local people have stepped in to provide some facilities, children are still being denied their fundamental right to teaching, learning and a proper education. But this should come as no surprise to the Department of Education, because a business case was submitted for this roof in 2017, over 8 years on, and nothing has happened. If we look at the EA's own criteria for how they are supposed to prioritise maintenance, their first criteria states: projects that meet the inescapable statutory requirements, such as health and safety, fire protection and statutory obligations under the Disability Act. Yet, as I sit in the PAC, our report recently clearly showed poor prioritisation by the Education Authority, and I can think of no clearer example than this. Within a mile in Derry, there is one school that's roof did collapse and another that has had to close because its roof is about to collapse. That will not be lost on the people of Derry, particularly when within the last year another school in Derry received a fourth pitch, one which they had made no bid for and which they already had many. They were awash with other sporting facilities. So the people of Derry have been failed by successive DUP education ministers. This should be a ministerial priority. The minister should be meeting with us as local elected representatives. The minister should be in Derry meeting with the schools, and the minister should be answering parents and telling them, giving them certainty on what happens next for the children of Nazareth House.